This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, who represents the Great Lakes State's 11th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Financial Services Committee. But perhaps the most important fact is one I already mentioned. He's from Michigan, and today General Motors officially emerged from an expedited bankruptcy process, which the congressman was opposed to, and we want to get his reaction now to where GM goes from here and the impact on his state. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You didn't want to see the bankruptcy process go forward. It's been obviously quite swift, but what's your reaction as this company emerges in what its CEO calls a new GM with a much leaner executive and workforce?
Well, it's optimism tempered by the sacrifices that the UAW, the white-collar workers, suppliers, dealers all have made to get us to this day. And it's also, Greg, tempered with the understanding that the road ahead is going to be very hard, not only in terms of making sure these companies are viable, people stay employed, and that the taxpayers are fully reimbursed for the investment within these companies, but we also know that the announced job losses have yet to happen. And so while we look forward, we also know, again, Greg, that it's still going to be painful for Michigan and for America's manufacturing community.
You mentioned a couple of very important things there. Let's follow up on each of them. First of all, in terms of the tough road ahead, what are going to be the keys to making sure that the new GM is successful?
I think the number one thing that has to happen in terms of the management of GM is they have to be allowed to manage it like a car company that meets consumer demand rather than have politics injected into it from the auto task force or anywhere else as to what types of cars will be made. As we've talked about before, Greg, one of the biggest problems Detroit had was when they had the ability in their mind to dictate what type of cars would be offered to consumers rather than trying to respond to what consumers wanted. If the government repeats that mistake, it's going to be repeating the mistakes of the past with unfortunately dire replication of consequences. What we want to see is the companies and the workers allowed to make the best cars in the world, the types that people want, and meet that demand and become profitable, because that's the only way that that can be done.
Do you believe that during this dark stretch and in this reorganization, GM has gotten the message that it's got to be responding to the customers rather than dictating to the customers as the way things will go?
The companies that had that message for some time, even the 80s, 90s, and if you look at the quality ratings for J.D. Power and others and the consumer satisfaction rates, they have been doing that through the restructuring that occurred prior to the credit crunch meltdown and the situation that we found ourselves in. The question is, does the government know it? That's the fundamental question.
And then in terms of regaining the trust of the consumer, have we seen some of that? I mean, obviously the sales compared to last year are not good, and that was to be expected. But are there encouraging signs in terms of the relationship between the company and the customers?
It's going to be one day at a time, one customer at a time. That's the heartening part, is that clearly the management team and the workers understand that. Is that every car now that is going to move off those assembly lines and hopefully be bought by a consumer is going to be a test. It's going to be, okay, is GM back or not? It's not an ordinary time. Every transaction, everything will be scrutinized by consumers to see, did my uncle buy a car that he liked? Are they making good products? It's going to be one day at a time, one consumer at a time. And again, Greg, fortunately, we understand that, and that's a challenge that I think is going to be met.
You said before that you hope that auto executives are allowed to make decisions for the company and not bureaucrats making those decisions for them, with the Treasury and therefore the taxpayer being a 60% shareholder here. Are you confident that will be the case?
As long as the Treasury and everyone understands that from the traditional or from the typical American's view, they want their taxpayer investment returned. And this would be ensuring that the companies meet consumer demand is the best way to get that money reimbursed back to the taxpayers and keep these companies healthy. Anything else puts you in very murky waters in which you do not want to find yourself swimming.
Congressman, another very important thing that you mentioned is that the announced job losses haven't taken effect yet, so we haven't seen their toll on the economy and on communities. Your state's unemployment rate is already above 14%, I believe, the last I saw. So what impact will these cuts have once they're actually in place?
Sadly, Greg, we've seen estimates, because of the radical restructuring that the auto task force demanded, that this year Michigan could wind up over 20% unemployment. As you know, that cascading effect throughout the entire economy and throughout other states that rely in many ways upon their manufacturing base is going to have a devastating effect not only to state government, it's going to have a devastating effect to local government.
expand on that a little bit. What impact are you seeing in communities in your own district as they react to this new reality?
They're gearing up for it. One of the most stark figures that we got from our governor, she said that within the next 6 months, you're going to see roughly 100,000 people in Michigan run out of unemployment benefits, even with the extensions. And this is before the actual implementation of the announced job losses occur within Chrysler and GM, let alone within the supply chain and within the dealerships. So what they're starting, they're working with the Auto Recovery Task Force. We're working with each other, and we're trying to make sure that we have as much as we can possibly do, put in place in the social safety net for these people to get them retrained, get them through a difficult time, and get them back into the workforce.
Congressman, do you see the economy being revitalized by a reemergence and resurgence of the major auto industry, or will it be a shift in the focus of the Michigan economy? I know there was a very important General Electric facility that opened up in southeastern Michigan. So what do you see moving forward in terms of what will get the Michigan economy going again?
Well, Michigan has to become competitive with other states for manufacturing. We're very pleased to have GM come in. It's coming into my district. But we're talking 1,300 jobs. When GM is done, just the unionized workforce alone will have experienced 21,000 job losses, a large part of them in Michigan, let alone with the dealers and suppliers and others. So when we talk about what Michigan has to look like down the road, whatever is going to come to help diversify our manufacturing base, we have to make sure that Michigan's attractive enough that it comes to Michigan. We can talk about individual examples with much government assistance through tax relief and others. What Michigan needs is a broad-based economic agenda which attracts business, which keeps our college kids there because of the opportunities they have for careers, that makes sure that retirees don't leave because of tax rates. We have to do a lot of work in Michigan. Now, that has to occur on a simultaneous path, Greg, with the American economy has to recover, because if we don't sell cars, if there aren't economic opportunities, if the economy remains recessed as a whole, you're not going to see entrepreneurial activity anywhere. So these are the two simultaneous tracks we in Michigan find ourselves fighting, and we're going to do our best.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. What's the latest you can tell our listeners about Chrysler and its path through the bankruptcy process?
Chrysler seems to be going ahead. Things are on a course, but in many ways, Greg, they share the same challenges as GM does. They have to do it one consumer at a time, one car at a time, one day at a time, to reestablish that link with the car buying public and to prove that the process through which we've gone and which we're going to continue to go through will result in consumer satisfaction, better cars, and stable companies.
Sir, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter represents the state's 11th Congressional District, member of the House Financial Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.